Chapter 13. Take care of your child's health. The establishment of the physical health is never less important, and is important to highlight that even the slightest violations and impairments can incur irreversible and massive unfavorable outcomes by the time your little one becomes no longer little. So, what are the available methods to preserve the child's physical health and take proper care of it? There actually exist numerous methods, some of which are the most common, easiest, yet most important to implement. No underestimation of any abnormal symptom or sign manifested by your child, even if they do not complain about anything. Do not hesitate to refer to specialists once you notice something unusual. Trust your intuition when it insinuates to you that something is not right. Do not wait until matters become complicated. The later you take action, the less favorable outcomes might become. It is highly recommended to refer to special health establishments even when nothing is wrong with your child. The process of prophylaxis or prevention is very much advised by doctors and very much recommended to be approached, as it spares a lot of suffering and unwanted complications that may occur in case no preventative measures have been taken. Your child has the right to be checked regularly to assess their health condition, detect any problems or potential problems, and take prompt and early action against them. Pay attention to what you feed your child. Yes, you can spoil them when it comes to eating, but not too much. Remember that too much fast food is never good for weight and cholesterol levels. Too many chocolates and sweets are no good for teeth and blood sugar, as well as weight. If you can accustom your child to boycott soda drinks, that would be ideal. Increase the number of fruits, vegetables, milk, natural proteins, and fibers in your child's diet. The little body is in need of these products and elements to develop healthily and properly, away from diseases that are not supposed to occur at such an early age. Tell your child how good it feels to smile with white, clean, and healthy teeth. You can show some relevant pictures to implement the stamina. Accustom your child to brush their teeth 2 to 3 times daily, if twice upon waking up and before bed. Referring back to being a good role model, being witnessed by your child brushing your teeth regularly would almost certainly drive them to act similarly, rather than being dictated what to do without you being a positive illustration of it. Do not neglect vaccinations. They are one of the most fundamental rights to be received by your child. They must not be delayed for long nor canceled. Vaccinations are carried out usually at local health establishments to which you can refer for further information about vaccinating schedules. You must realize the massive danger you would be exposing your child to if you, for any reason, chose to deprive them of this right. The first of these dangers stands for immunodepression and immunosuppression, wherein the immune system of your child is suppressed or depressed, rendering your child vulnerable to a spectrum of illnesses of various levels of severity, some of which can be fatal. Do not give any medication to your child independently of consulting a specialist. Drugs that may be of a mild effect on adults may be dangerous and toxic to children.